Hey, this is Mateo Lane.
I'm Emma Willman.
And this is Inside the Closet.
Inside the Closet.
We're back.
Here we are. We're back.
We're doing it. We're in a mansion.
Yep.
We're honestly in the nicest apartment I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Me too. We're doing MTV Cribs at Diddy's house.
This is the kind of thing that reminds me, like, if I had this much money, and I was saying this earlier, how do people get divorced?
Which to me, if someone had this much money right away, I knew they would get divorced because they've got so many options. They've got infinite options. So if they're not super grounded, then they'll be like, oh, I'm annoyed, instead of like working it out. They're like, I'm going to buy another whatever and then get another girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I mean, here's my thing. I guess I'm thinking about if I was dating someone.
Like, you have to get a boyfriend that has an apartment like this.
To like just marry a millionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, this is millions.
We're at a friend of a friend's.
Yeah, we're at a friend of a friend's house. No one who actually knows me would allow me this close to the things.
Well, we're at a friend of a friend's house, and the person's very generous. And
well, here's the thing. Even because your girlfriend made me... can I say her name? Just make up. I'll just... Are you sure? Because we always keep anonymity. Is that the word? Are we allowed to say your name? So Susan Boyle made me some... Emma's dating Susan Boyle, everyone. If that's the secret, that she's doing makeup now. That's why she hasn't been performing in such a long time.
Not true. The opposite of Susan Boyle.
Oh, she's like stunning. And Italian? Spanish and Italian. There you go. Emma loves that flair.
So we're at this beautiful apartment. Yeah, beautiful. So you don't think you would be, you don't think you'd have marital problems if you lived in a big apartment?
No.
I don't know what the fuck I would do.
I'd
quit everything and not leave the house.
That's not true. I think you're someone who would do well with money, because you in kind of like a, this is gonna sound really rude, but like in a, such a flashy way. Like the just even
no, but
you,
if I had like a little bit less than this, I wouldn't retire. Like if I had a bunch of money, I would just start a production company and I'd still do entertainment and perform. If I had like whatever amount of money this is, then I think I wouldn't leave the house.
So do you think that your does that mean your sole motivation right now is money?
No, I love entertainment. Like even if someone gave me $20 million, I would still do entertainment every day. I love the business. If someone gave me $2 billion.
Okay, if someone gave you $1 billion...
Then it's different.
Would you give me at least $1 million?
Yeah, I would give, I think, like, most of my friends, like, $1 million.
Like, if I got $1 billion, I would give you and Ashley just $5 million right there.
I appreciate that.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question for you. I know we're, like, really... Emma and I haven't seen each other in a while, guys. So, I've been doing this competition, or this question with Bob.
Okay.
And all of my
Bob, the drag queen who was on our last two episodes, who was great.
Oh, and Nick. So, Bob and Nick... were asking me. I came over to Bob's house the other day, and he said, and I'm going to ask you, how much, okay, for, I'm going to start here. For $5,000.
Okay.
Would you slap your mother as hard as you could across her face?
For $5,000.
But you get to split the money.
No. Okay. For $5,000.
$7,000.
No.
$10,000.
No.
$15,000. $15,000.
Slap my mom in the face hard?
Just slap your mother as hard as you can. $40,000.
I don't think so, no.
$40,000, you and your mom can go split it up and run around and go do whatever you want?
I'd punch my dad in the stomach.
That's not the question.
But I wouldn't slap... Here's another reason I wouldn't slap my mom. My mom had her jaw broken a couple years ago, right?
You have enough money to fix it again.
So then she would... So she's already... I feel like her jaw had to get wired shut.
First of all, what did your mother do to her jaw?
I remember telling you this, and we took a video of it, where she was in Italy, and she was doing a walking tour, and someone went by in a Vespa and tried to grab her purse, but she had a fanny pack on, so it grabbed her, flipped up, and she hit the cement ground. Broke her jaw. This is what's going to jog your memory. And then when she came back and she had her jaw wired shut, it was when gay marriage was up for debate in Massachusetts. So she came with me to the protest, but her jaw was wired shut. So she was outside the state house going, "What do people marry? What do people marry? What do people marry? Oh my God. So that's when she had her jaw wired shut. So I feel like if her, for 40, so then her, it would have to be, for me to hit my mom.
100,000.
If she was okay with it.
Well, you can't talk to her beforehand. Just $100,000, you two can split it.
I would stab myself for $5,000.
This, okay, All right, here's the next question.
I would stab myself in the back of the head.
So no money, $1 million.
For 50. Yeah. For slap my mom for $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I would literally, I'd amputate one of my arms.
You would not amputate one of your arms.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Okay, all right, here's the other question. For every year for the rest of your life, you'll get paid an extra $125,000 every single year.
Okay.
Just into your bank. Every time your mother sat down, she shat her pants.
That would be really hard to say no to. And you know why? It's for a cowardly reason. Because I wouldn't have to be there. If I hit her, I'd have to be there. And I'd have to deal with her like, what the hell? No, you know what my mom would do? If I hit her, she would cry and cry and cry. If she shit her pants and I'm not around. If your mom shits her pants and you're not in the building, did you really just take that money? Yeah. Sure. Because if
you don't think it's more devastating to your mother that every time she sat down, she shat her pants.
But I wouldn't have to be there.
What happens when you visit her? You have to leave your mother in agony?
I would get her like tons of diapers, and would she know that's why she was doing it? So this, so I'm less virtuous than I actually thought initially, because if she knew that it was me that caused it, no, I don't think so. But also that's a big dip. $125,000 is big, very different from $5,000. Would you do it?
So I called my mom. They asked me, would you slap your mother for, like, I think it was like...
You couldn't slap your mom. You're too strong.
Oh, I said yes in a heartbeat.
No,
And my mother agreed.
No.
I called my mom. I said,
you'd
look,
really hurt her face.
I said, this is how Italians work. I said, no amount of money in the world would ever allow me to allow my mom to sit down and shit her pants every single time. Just no money in the world.
Really?
But with slapping, I said to Bob, I was like, my mother will agree to this. And I promise you that. And he goes, there's no way. Call my mother. Within a second, she agreed.
She said, you better hit me.
Yeah, she said, if we're splitting $10,000, you slap me across the face and let's take that money.
But slap her as hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You could really...
I'm not that strong.
Would you do the slap with just your hand or with your full arm?
Just the hand.
Okay, just the hand. Because have you seen those competitions where it's like they slap the watermelon? Have you seen those online?
No, but you should call your mom right now and see what she said. You should call your mom and then I'll call my mom.
The only reason I wouldn't call my mom, and this is because I just talked to her earlier and I told her, so I went to the doctor. So she might be like, she's just would think I lost it. I went to the doctor earlier today and they were like, the woman noticed something on my chest that I have to go get checked out. I have to go get a mammogram tomorrow morning. So, and I called my mom and told her that. So she's going to meet me there. So I feel like the last call was like very serious. And then now I'm like, could I hit you for $5,000? She might be like, I don't even know. I could never hit her. No way.
See, I feel like, yeah, my mom and I both agreed like instantly. We're like, yeah, we'll take that money. We don't give a shit.
I couldn't hit her. But if I didn't know...
I don't actually want to hit my mother.
But $5,000, I mean, what would your dad do if you hit your mom like that?
I don't know. I don't want to hit my mom. I just don't want my mom... My only other option is she has to shit her pants every time she sits down. I'm not putting my mother through that kind of agony.
But then you're not around for
but
that.
But I'm Italian. Are you joking? I talk to my mom every day. I couldn't handle her being alone shitting her pants.
Right.
I couldn't. One slap versus shitting her pants the rest of her life.
I guess I'll ask my mom, I'll say, what would you rather get, slapped once or shit your pants for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
But only when she sits down. So I'll say, so don't stay standing.
But how is she going to get any, she's not a horse.
She can't drive.
She can't drive. She can't do anything. She can't go to bed.
If she knew that I was responsible for it, then that'd be awful. If she didn't know, I'd be like, oh, I bet Katie did something. Made you poop your pants.
What would your mom say if all of a sudden...
She would be so up... She would just be betrayed.
But, like, if all of a sudden she just sat down and started shitting her pants, what would she say?
She would be like... I don't know what's happening. What? Is this happening to... Excuse me, I gotta go. And then she goes, but did anyone else... Does you guys know what I'm getting at? Like, I don't know. Like, That's what she would...
My favorite is when you said your mom... What would happen if you went to jail?
And she had to visit me. She'd be like, well, here we are. This is crazy. Okay, honey, I just, you know. How are you staying entertained in here? I can't even. Here we are. I under, you know, some, there seems, not to romanticize jail, but it seems nice to just have to sit there.
No, you just have to sit there. Miserable.
I don't, because, you know.
A vacation in Mexico is nice. You sit there and there's a beach.
But that's it. You're taken out. You're taken out of the game. And you just sit, you have no options. You just have to sit there and you're no, you, everything is taken away. There's no, that to me, I get the appeal of that.
I.
Not that anyone goes because they want to, but I do get the
most are like checking in. Like, ooh, jail. Right. I want to check in.
Now, okay, so you've been traveling a bunch. You've been in...
I think we went over half my tour last time we were talking. So,
well, that was because we were in L.A. So since right. L.A., then you went to San Francisco, then you went right. to... Did you go anywhere after that?
Salt Lake City,
How
Phoenix,
was Utah? How was Utah?
D.C. Salt Lake City was great.
Really?
I had a woman in the front row who wasn't laughing at anything, and her friend next to her had two casts on her arms.
Jesus.
Like one cast in each arm. And so God. It was like 40 minutes in and she wasn't even looking at me. So I said, is everything okay? And she goes, I have a headache. And so I go, well, you probably shouldn't tell that to the only person talking in the room.
Right.
And then she was like, well, the U won today. I go, what? She goes, it's a football team. They won today. I go, what?
Yeah, so why the fuck are you at my show?
And I was like, bitch, I was just talking about Madonna
right.
3 seconds ago.
Right.
I don't care about
right.
football.
Why would she? Why did she come to the
well,
show?
Well, she left. She got up. She goes, I'm going to go. I was like, okay.
Okay. And
then her friend with the cast stayed. I said,
yeah,
oh.
Because her friend probably couldn't move without her help.
Well, she can't call her an Uber now.
Right. So she's like, wait.
She needs someone to call her an Uber. I had a good time. They were great. I had a good time in Phoenix. But then I got sick last week. I got an upper respiratory infection from all this fucking traveling.
Right.
So
did you feel comfortable walking around Salt Lake City? Did it feel like, did you see other gay people or?
Like I'm back on Grindr, which by the way, every single message is you're catfishing. This isn't really you. One
really?
Message I got. This is the most insane message in the world. So I love like if you don't respond to someone within like 10 minutes on Grindr, I mean they lose their mind.
What do your pics look like on Grindr?
Just me and my underwear or my Speedo.
Okay.
So this is a message I got. Ready?
With your face in it or no face?
Oh, yeah. I show my face.
Because then if someone screen grabs it and posts it, you've got other pictures like that out.
It's already, yeah, it's on Instagram.
Right.
So someone goes, fuck, man, you're hot. I'd ride you all day long. Do you want to share pictures? So it's 8:44 in the morning. I'm not up. So I wake up and he'd already messaged again. You're not going to respond? Too sexy. No, you're not. And I was like, what? Well, then I'm not responding to this. Speaking of which, his profile picture is not his face. Then later that day, fuck you, dude. You're old. Get a life. What the fuck? Next message. 33? You mean 53. Next message. Me and my assistant make jokes about people like you. We're not done. We wasn't born yesterday, and we're not blind.
And you didn't respond to any of this?
No. What would I respond to? Then someone messaged me and said, do you know where I can score some bud? And I just wrote back and said, Colorado.
Also, weed's
goes,
legal
damn.
In New York, you fucking idiot.
Well, this was when I was in...
when you were in Utah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've been using it kind of... Zach Noah Towers does this too. He has a bit about it. But I've been using it to just like promote shows.
And that works?
Yeah, people are like, what are you doing in town? I'm like, I'm doing shows. Oh, well, come.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not totally... I mean, I've used it to, like, hook up, too, but, you know.
I was with someone once, like, I think it was, like, 6 years ago, and we would, like, break up and get back together, and I was on... One of the times we broke up, I re-downloaded Tinder, and then we were back together, and I didn't take it off the phone. It was when I was with the stripper. And then she saw me on Tinder, and she said she was on Tinder looking to see if I was on Tinder.
Sure.
Right. But she was like, what are you doing on Tinder, blah, blah? And I thought, quick, and I said, I was trying to promote shows... And I remember that worked. And then there was someone that I met up with from Tinder that was coming to a show in Boston. And then the stripper showed up at the show.
I had to hook up with a guy after a show. He was really, really, really handsome.
Great.
And he left his watch in my hotel, so now I have to send his watch back.
Was it a nice watch?
Yeah, it's a really nice watch. He was really nice. I would love to see him again. It's so funny because, like, I'm not very sexually promiscuous, but then I've just been sort of letting loose as
of late.
In Mexico,
Well, did you, in Mexico, did you meet anyone at the resort?
No, but I remember, like, because I was going through some issues, and then, personal issues, not physical, and then after that was resolved, and I was just like a free, lonely bird, and I was like, well, I'm in Mexico with a bunch of gays, I might as well take care, it was like retail therapy shopping, but for gays.
Yeah, what's the word for that?
Dick.
What is, there's got to be some word where... Because there should be something where it symbolizes, like, you're just out of a relationship and you're being promiscuous.
Well,
you know what I
noticed,
mean?
Too, like, I've noticed, too, like, I have no interest in being in a relationship right now.
Right.
Like, there's a few guys that I've been chatting with, and I can tell they're ready to, like, go out on a date, and I make it very clear.
You wouldn't even want to go on a date?
No. I can't even slightly entertain it.
Wasn't there some date? Didn't you go on some date? Was it a date, or was it just a...
A date?
Like, yeah, weren't you going to go on... I remember talking to you, and you're like, I'm actually going on a date tonight. Oh, it was in L.A. Didn't you go on a date in L.A.? I think the last time I saw you...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I went on a date, right? So I'm single.
Mateo goes, a date?
And but it was more like, let's get a drink, and then I thought that there was going to be, like, something extra.
Like dinner?
But then while we were getting the drink... No, like sex. And while we were getting the drink, he goes, oh, I actually have to be honest with you. Like, I'm seeing somebody kind of right now.
Huh.
And it's, like, moving into, like, a more serious place. So I wanted to be respectful. I was like... All right. I was I would have liked to do this, but, you know, that's okay. I went home and watched the X-Men.
Were you annoyed that he still met up with you?
No, because I know him. We've met each other before, and he's really
okay.
Sweet. And so I enjoyed my conversation with him. But part of me was like, God, fuck. Like, being single's not easy no matter what.
Right.
You know what I mean? Getting dick is, I guess, easy. But even that can be kind of like...
But being in a I think being a person is just tricky. Because then being in a relationship can be tricky, too.
I can't even... The last thing I can think about in the world is being in a relationship. Oh my God. There was this guy on Instagram I follow who's, like, this beautiful Italian guy. And I just follow him on Instagram. And when I was in L.A., we literally bumped into each other.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, Madonna, ma ti seguo su Instagram. And he's like, allora. We met each other. And when you hook up with an Italian from Italy, it's like a full-blown honeymoon.
Was he speaking, just because he's like so affectionate and passionate?
Only Italian.
Oh, wow.
He's from Italy.
Romantic.
And it was like, and Italians, like, they don't just like fuck you and like bye. He was like caressing me and aww, like hugging me. And like I mean, I love Italians. Like
he
it's
made
like,
you feel
like we're on our honeymoon.
Right.
Yeah, it was amazing.
See, being able to have false intimacy like that is a real art because it has to be based in actually them being like true and actually caring.
Right.
But it's not false intimacy. It's false intimacy, but it's like based on like a sincere moment, but not a moment that's established off of mutual like experiences.
Right.
Because you've known each other, so it doesn't feel fake. But
we didn't really even know each other. We just followed each other on Instagram. Because, like, there was the guy that I hooked up with after Mexico, it was, like, a done. Like, whatever. Like, I felt very, like, oh, okay.
It was transactional?
Yeah. And then the Italian is, like, amore, and, like, touching me, and, like, caressing and smiling, and you would smile, and, like, all this stuff. Like, it wasn't, like, we had sex 3 times in a night.
Good for you.
And then I was like, I should probably go. I have to wake up early tomorrow. He's, like, you can stay if you want, blah, blah, blah. Like, just so Italian.
Would you want to see him again?
Oh, yeah, I would see him again, of course. But you know when you're, like, when you go through, like, a breakup and you've been in a relationship for so long, you're just, like, and no shade to, like, my ex. Like, obviously, we're still friends with each other, but I just don't have, like, I need to recharge before I can
step into that. Yeah, you don't have the emotional
space
to give. Because even if you're in a good relationship, you're still, you have to give something, take something. But also, your last relationship was long.
It was a long one.
Yeah, it was long.
Did I tell you about my Netflix... I think I did say I tested for a TV show about houses.
Yes, you told me. I don't think you told the podcast.
I think I did. Now I can't remember. It was so
long
ago.
You said that you were going to be recording. You were auditioning for something where you'd have to be traveling all the time.
Right.
And I think you didn't. Oh, you told me last time when we were recording you didn't get it.
No, thank God.
You did not get it.
I would have been
yeah.
gone for 6 months.
Right.
Can you imagine?
That's 6 months is a long time. So I'm going to be going to Maine to record. It's not long, but it's going to be a couple days in December and then... A couple days in January, and it's so I'm from like coastal Maine, which is rural. Where we're gonna be filming is from a place that's like it has 583 people in it. That's fucking small. That is small. Cause my hometown was 2,000, so 580. That's where you count the three. Cause it's like, what does that mean? You round up to like the nearest 100, but 583.
I think the suburb of Chicago I grew up in had 80,000.
583 isn't even, like, the only reason that's considered a town is because it's not close enough to another town for it to get lumped. You know what I mean? Like, you would put them together to make one town. That's not enough for a thing.
So, where are you going to stay?
So, that's funny you asked that. So, I said, so, when you do comedy, like, Mateo and I have mentioned it before, like, you'll have someone called an agent that'll help you with road work, in theory, if you've got a good one, or someone that helps with acting, and it's like a real estate agent just does real estate. So, an acting agent, just agents for acting. So, the acting agent was the one doing all the transactions on this. So, I said to him, his name's Kent, he's amazing. I said, Kent, so where am I staying? He goes, oh, I set up the contract. They're going to put you in the first-class hotel. And I was like, no, I know you, of course, did everything to set me up, but it's too rural. There's no first-class hotel. There's no hotels there. And he was like, no, I'll be in a nice hotel. And I was like, there's no hotel. So then he later was like, you're right, there's no hotels in that area. And I was like, yeah, there's no... So I don't know. But they have a bunch of the executives of the network that it's on are going to be there too. So I think that they have to be staying in a hotel maybe like an hour away. I don't know.
You're probably going to be like an hour away in a town.
Well, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'll stay out back in a shed. I don't give a shit.
You want to be in a nice bed with heating.
With heating, yeah. Because it's also going to be really cold.
You don't want to be camping.
Yeah, I don't want to be camping. And I'm only up there for a couple... days, but there's no, in a town of 580 people, there's no hotel.
No, there's going to be no hotel.
And it's not coastal. No one's going to go.
Is there
a hotel
in your hometown?
There's an inn. And when you're from a town that small, you have a bed and breakfast or an inn. But
what's
not
an inn?
Not an Airbnb bed and breakfast, like an actual, like the house, the original Airbnb. An inn is like, you never stayed at an inn?
I don't even know what that means.
It's when someone it's
like a motel.
No, it's like they can be really nice or they can be pretty like basic. But an inn is usually a house or a farmhouse where they've like made rooms.
That's a bed and breakfast.
But an inn, Ashley, do you know the difference between an inn and a bed and breakfast?
A bed and breakfast, they make you breakfast in the morning.
A bed and breakfast, they make you breakfast.
Kind of just puts out like crumpets.
An inn puts out crumpets.
And
English muffins and tea and coffee.
So a bed and breakfast is nicer than an inn.
But an inn can be really nice.
Yeah, like a bed and breakfast is usually like two people that host it.
Right.
Yeah, the owners are usually there.
Like just an innkeeper doesn't really like host you.
Okay, so a bed and breakfast, usually the owner is there and then the inn, thank you. An inn usually has an innkeeper. So in Blue Hill, there's an inn where there's like a restaurant.
You have to document this for the podcast.
You've never stayed at an inn.
Girl, I'm from Chicago, and then I moved to New York City.
I promise you, they do not have inns in Chicago, and they definitely do not have inns here.
No clue what an inn is.
There's one inn in Boston.
It sounds even weird when you say, like, an inn.
It's I-N-N.
I-N-N. Can I Google what an inn is?
The inn in Boston, my dad, because he teaches at a Maine Maritime Academy, like a college, they have, like, an alumni association, and that's inn.
I-N-N?
I-N-N. I had no idea city people didn't know what this was.
So it's an establishment providing accommodations, food, and drink, especially for travelers. A restaurant or bar, typically in the county, in some cases providing accommodations. Inns are generally establishments and buildings where travelers can seek lodging, usually food and drink. Inns are typically located in the country or along a highway. Before the advent of modernized transportation, they also provided accommodation for horses.
If you're going to an inn on the side of a highway, then you're going to get murdered.
So look,
I like how they say like mostly for travelers. Like I don't know who's staying at an inn if you're not traveling, but an inn could be really pretty, like because an inn could be on the countryside,
right? Because I'm looking here, and this is like the difference between lodge and inn.
And I did a college once where they put me up at an inn. It was in Pennsylvania, and I remember because they gave me a key, like an old fashioned, like put the metal thing in the fucking hole key.
I think it's an old, like it's an English word,
probably.
Because that makes more sense on the East Coast, like you're more colonial,
right? And then like, oh, yeah, and the crumpet thing.
Come to me, stay at the inn. You serve a laugh in 5 and 2 and 5.
Exactly. And then the innkeeper. Yeah,
oh,
that's it.
An innkeeper. I know right. What an innkeeper is.
Like the crypt keeper.
No, we just had hotels.
So there might be an inn, but I don't want to stay in an inn in a rural area because that seems like where you get slaughtered. Seems scary.
I don't know if Maine is where you get slaughtered, though. I feel like you get slaughtered. I don't mean like much is
I don't
going
know.
On in Maine.
That's why there'd be some fucking... It's like the family's normal, but they got some cousin who stays out back and is special... Like
making
is like,
a murderer?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, and then, but I'll be fine because I'll be with the producers. I just can't believe that they have.
How many days?
So I fly in on the 10th. I'll be there the 10th. And then we'll film on the 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Okay. All right. That's
3 days.
Like, that's not, that. That's
and then nothing. I go back January 18th. And I'll promote, I won't be performing on it, but a woman will be giving a talk, and I'll promote the talk. It'll be in Pittsfield, Maine, and it'll actually be really cool.
Where, what's the town you're from in Maine?
I'm from Blue Hill, so this is going down in between. I don't know exactly how much I'm allowed to say about it, but I just can't believe that.
How far away is this from your hometown?
An hour and a half, which is not that far. But it's so small, I hadn't heard of it.
Is your mom going to come visit you?
No, because my mom never goes up there, but my dad, on the 18th, yes.
Oh, that's right, your mom lives in Boston.
Yeah, so my dad, he at first was like, because I told him what the premise of the show was, and he was like, he thought the premise is something kind of out there. So he was like, this sounds crazy. And like he couldn't believe it was a thing. And then I said, and then he was like, so they're making a TV show about this. Like, what happened to some of these ideas you've been pitching? And I was like, okay. Because I was like, you know, TV doesn't make sense. Like, I know people that are trying to get a show on air and go to school for script writing and work their brains out. And then, you know what, a dancing panda makes a viral video.
Right.
And so, not that that's the case with this at all. But my dad was not, that's not the case in this at all. But it's just to say you just never know. But then I showed my dad the rest of it, and he's really into it and thinks it's really
like
good.
Like someone studied it years to go to Harvard and become a writer, and then all of a sudden they end up being producer of The Swan.
Exactly.
Which, do you remember The Swan?
Oh, evil.
I must have talked about this show before on
evil.
A podcast.
How in the fuck? That did not seem healthy at all.
If you've not seen the show, it's a show about 12 women who honestly just needed a blowout and a new jacket. And they put them through months of invasive plastic surgery and made them look exactly like the host of the show. And then hid them from mirrors.
They made them look like the host of the show. I missed that.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, like, that was some British woman. But they hid them from mirrors and their family members, so they couldn't see either. And then there was a reveal, and they always saw themselves in the mirror and wept. And then you thought that was too much.
They wept when they saw their new face?
Yeah, like, whole new everything.
They wept of joy, or they wept of...
joy, like, I'm so beautiful. And then they would force them into a beauty pageant to see who becomes the actual swans. Like, out of all of them, who's the most beautiful?
God. Well, speaking of beauty, tomorrow I go in to see the dermatologist.
Your skin looks glowing.
My skin looks good, but I've actually been having some breakouts since I stopped the Accutane. And then I'm going to go...
where?
Right there, on the chin. But it's covered in makeup. But I am going to go, because I'm up on my Botox, but I'm going to get fillers, which are under my eyes.
You're getting more filler?
Yeah, you got to get it like every 6 months. But it's a little gay guy that was my dermatologist. He's very conservative. But I'm going to tell that motherfucker I want more fillers.
No.
I want you to fill me up.
A little bit goes
that's what
a
he
long
said.
Way.
I said, you shove those needles in my goddamn face.
Emma, you're going to look like that woman that filled her face with olive oil.
I don't care.
There was a woman who like was getting obsessed with Botox. And then they were like, okay, you can't get any more. And so she went home and started filling her face with olive oil. And then she like has like... her face looks like an intestine.
Wait, how did she know how to do that?
She didn't. That's why her face looked like shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, she looked like a fucking monster.
I'm really pro Botox. If you go to someone with Botox, brand Botox, I really think it feels good.
I don't know if I'm there yet, but I'm getting to a point where I'm considering, like, should I get something done?
You want something that's minimal and non-invasive.
Right.
So fillers you wouldn't qualify for fillers. Botox, I only noticed because it was when I would start putting in makeup, it would get like clumped. No, you know why I wanted Botox? It was when my acne was so bad, I wanted something I could control on my skin.
Right, you wanted to like clear up your skin.
Exactly.
Your skin looks really good, so you're done with the Accutane.
I'm done, but if I start breaking out again, maybe I'll have to go back on it. I don't know.
I don't think so. That stuff's dangerous to
I know.
Do.
And I mean, there's a thing now in LA where people microdose on it for like infinite.
Someone
I did a podcast in LA about beauty, and someone actually said that they know people that take like a really small dose in LA and they just like models.
Wait, can we ask Ashley questions about skin?
We're about to ask Ashley.
Ashley, can we ask you questions about skin because you're a makeup artist?
Sure.
Okay, so come sit over here so we can hear you. All right.
Ashley, what's it like dating Emma?
Phenomenal.
A self-serving question.
Oh, that was Mateo asking.
Hey, this is Emma.
So, okay, for makeup, so what is like some tips with you? Because I have been, so here's my skin regimen, right? So I feel like from 33, I have pretty good skin. I exfoliate maybe 2 times a week. I try not to exfoliate too much. And I moisturize with a 30 SPF in the morning and a Hydro Boost, more like looks like kind of clear moisturizer in the morning. I use that Mara Badusco spray throughout the day. And then at night, I usually put like a cold cloth over my face and kind of just wipe away whatever's been on my face. And I put a night cream on. Anything I should change?
Okay, so everything you're doing is great. It's really hard to get beauty advice from a lot of people because it depends on what they're selling.
Right.
So here, I'm not selling anything. I'm just here to give you the truth as I know it.
Sure.
So for you personally, you could probably use a little bit less of a moisture boost and maybe more of like a direct oil. Like we use a neroli oil from Decléor.
What is the difference? Like what does that do? What is the moisture boost doing to me versus what the oil would do?
Oh. So oil is naturally occurring. And since you don't have problem skin, it's better to keep just the fewest ingredients possible on your skin. And it lasts longer because it's not mixed with a bunch of fillers. So anytime you use like any type of cream or serum, it's a bunch of stuff mixed up. I would try to keep it as clean and as natural as possible. But I do think that you're a candidate for Botox. I don't think that you need any other filler.
Where would I get Botox? Because I'm afraid of losing one express. Like I don't mind the lines on my forehead, but I don't know where else it would go.
I said the same thing about the expression, and then he also. I don't want everyone. If you're listening right now, and all of a sudden you start like touching your forehead, like oh god, do whatever makes you feel good. But he did it to me where I can still like make expressions.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Botox, it works in zones. So when I have clients or friends that are considering getting Botox for the first time, I always tell them pick one zone at a time. So the least obvious zone would probably be like crow's feet area, because you don't have any crow's feet yet. So what that does is it paralyzes the muscle so that you don't have crow's feet. Now, I look like I'm 12, even though I'm 36, actually 35. But I started getting my crow's feet. Yeah.
You told me you're 36.
I know. I always think I'm 36.
Wait, why did you
I had to
tell
Google
me
it the other day. I don't know. I forgot. So I do the crow's feet, but I do that the least because I do want to have some age to my face, but I hate the forehead lines. Personally on me, because I wear makeup, so I want to like blast those suckers out of there. And I have one line right above my lip that's like an aging line, and I just do that too. So pick one zone, pick the smallest zone first, see how you like it. You can always go back. If you go to the same doctor, they'll know when they injected you where. They keep a face chart. So yeah,
is this a crazy thing? I always think because the right side of my face I like, the left side I don't like. It's a little more sleepy. So I'm wondering, would they be able to do like Botox here and here to like balance out my eyes?
Well, this eyebrow is higher than this eyebrow, so they can do a tiny bit of injection of Botox right above that eyebrow to lift it a little bit. My sister actually has the same thing, and
really?
she does.
Wait,
that, yeah.
What? I think that when he says that, it sounds crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
She saw it. But that's because I'm an artist, and I know the proportions and symmetry of my face.
Yes, you and I know symmetry, but Emma has no idea about symmetry.
But then that's what matters, because the average person, no one is going to know what you're talking about, that your face looks the same.
Yes, but I would know.
Well, the reason why you do beauty care and self-care is for yourself, not for other people. If you ever find yourself...
Drag her. Drag Emma.
Yeah, but so what? So which side of the face?
Well, I think that my left eye droops down a bit and my right eye not as much. Like this side just doesn't look as appealing as this side to me. So I want this to just go like that to kind of match the rest of it. Or at least just that to go like that.
So is it because you've got more of a... I can see your cheekbone more on this side?
Probably. This so side just that, better.
For that, you'd want to use a filler, like a Botox, Restylane, Juvederm. Not Botox. Restylane, Juvederm, or something like that. They have a bunch of new products on the market. But yeah, hit that a little bit, and then maybe
she's
just...
pointing at his cheek.
Yeah, hit that cheek a little bit with a little bit of filler, like small amount, and then try the middle wrinkle or the top wrinkle on your forehead with Botox. You'll start to see if you like it or not, and Botox isn't permanent, so.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is, like, I'm worried I'm going to get it and then just one day be like, hi, I'm trying to learn. What happened to Mateo?
I there's one person where I've seen that they've been like that. And it, the last time I saw them, I mean, I was like, I just was kind of looking at her and I was like, you know, no more Botox.
Yeah, there's someone I know. I don't think you know them, but they get Botox a lot, and it's like at some. Remember Kim Nicole Kidman, like in 2000, like two, when she's like, "I'm frozen face." Like she was just like too Botoxed. I don't want to end up like that. Wait, so do so because I think I don't drink alcohol and I drink a lot of water. I don't know. I don't want to start getting wrinkles and looking like. You know, because my dad doesn't have the greatest skin, but he's also flying planes and not putting on SPF. My mom and her family has good skin, but I want to maintain good skin. Is hydrating really good for your skin, or am I missing something?
Hydrating is great. I would just use the oil, but you should get on Botox now because you don't have any permanent lines. I've been doing it since I was 26, so you need to like zap it out before you get a permanent line, because once you get a permanent line, there's no way to fill that out. So just go in and be modest with it. Say, I'm not going to spend more than $250. What should I do? Filler is a little bit more than Botox. Botox is $10 a unit.
$10? That's it?
But you got to get a couple units usually. They do it by, and you got to get Botox brand Botox.
Right.
You don't want it like Botox with a Z.
Botox, you know? from Russia, like Rotox.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Get more Rotox. Right. It'll be good for face.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Hello. I also do teeth. I do Emma's teeth.
Emma went to a Russian dentist. She was looking for bargains, and she went to like a car salesman to get her teeth done.
Did I tell you this story?
You're lucky your teeth look beautiful.
Thank you. I didn't tell you this. So I went, I never told you this story. Harlem Dental.
Oh, no. Okay. It's called a Harlem Dent.
God bless. I had my teeth cleaned the other day, and they fucking were hammering me because I grind my teeth so much. But then she goes, and who did your veneers? And I was like, oh, here it comes. And I go, it wasn't done here. And she goes, well, they did a fantastic job.
Work.
So I was looking around for when I didn't have dental insurance. I had ground my teeth down, and they said I needed like $20,000 worth of dental stuff. And what I really wanted was veneers. And they were like, that'll be like another like $30,000. Like it was insane. So I was discouraged. And then I'm walking home in Harlem. I lived on 145th Street. And the one storefront in the building was a place called Harlem Dental. So I went in and I was in there. And the guy was like, he did my teeth. He did everything for like $2,000, like not the veneers. And then at the end, I was like, well, what I really want is veneers. And he was like, oh, you need TV teeth? You need TV teeth for cash?
You know, I don't want to go to my doctor and hear them say, you want TV teeth? Now, I want them to use the professional word. I don't need the, hello, Emma, you want TV teeth from Harlem Dental?
For cash.
For cash?
I said, motherfucker, yes!
The only
Sign me up!
The only people I pay cash are Italians.
I said, yes, that's exactly what I want. You read my goddamn mind. And then I would go in at like odd hours and give him cash, and he did my veneers. I got these veneers, all these veneers, I think for like $4,000, which it may.
Are you going to a dermatologist in New York?
Harlem Dental. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Wait, who do you recommend? Like, who should I go to?
Yes, I am, and I'll give you his info.
Okay, so basically, no matter what product you use, it's that amount per unit. So you can go to either a dentist.
Wait, a dermatologist.
No, you can go to a dermatologist. You can go to a dentist. You can go
for
to
Botox?
To a general practitioner. But for me personally, I have a personal relationship with a couple of plastic surgeons that do it for the same price. So
will you give me their number?
Absolutely. So I recommend going to someone that actually deals with tissues of the face, like someone maybe that does rhinoplasty or something.
And probably understands symmetry and understands like putting someone's face together.
Yeah, because really anyone can do injectables now. So just pick and choose where you go and go to someone that has the highest degree.
Why can anyone do injectables? Why can anyone do an injectable? Don't you have to get some kind of license?
Because it's like administering a shot. So now there's like an extra class you can take if you're a nurse or a doctor or something. Where you pay like $30,000 to get trained in how to inject these things.
So not anyone could do it.
I want to talk to you about permanent lines, because I had some permanent lines in my face, and my face looks like 10 miles of bad road. I have a lot of lighting on myself when I'm in Shark Tank. My name's Barbara.
Could you tell who that was?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And first of all, I want to say, I didn't stop moisturizing until 3 weeks ago.
I actually saw her on Instagram, and she was like getting her hair and makeup done. She's like, you know, it's really interesting. My friend Tom over here taught me all about moisturizing.
Haven't tried it before. Really excited to get started.
I was like, you're in your early hundreds.
She did not say that.
Yes, she did. She was like,
I know I look like a thumb that's been sitting in a bed too long, a pond too long, but don't worry. I started using Lubriderm, and I'll be young and fresh.
Oh, God. Barbara. I started using the face oil after Ashley recommended it, and I totally recommend face oil because I thought it would make me break out, and it didn't. And it also goes in. Do you ever put makeup on?
Yeah, I put, like, sometimes I just, I learned this from another makeup artist, like, because I don't, like, if I'm running around, she'd go, take a light powder, and you can put it under your eyes just to, like, sort of get rid of the redness and to, like, look a little fresher.
Is that true?
I would never suggest that. I suggest concealer by NARS, the creamy concealer. Take a tiny dot, use an eyeshadow brush that obviously doesn't have eyeshadow on it, and anywhere you're red or hollow, use that, because powder, it's aging, and this is a creamy concealer, so it's actually like putting some moisture back into your skin, and it is blendable and smooth, so when you're under TV lights, if it gets warm, you don't get cakey. You just blend right in, yeah.
I would love to watch you do, like, drag makeup, like if you did my friend Bob's makeup or my friend Monet's makeup.
Have you done that drag before?
Yeah, I've done drag makeup. I did a music video with one of my on-again, off-again clients, Kelly Osborne, and it was for a drag artist. I can't remember their name. I think Double Duchess.
Double Duchess?
Do you know who that is?
If I know who that is.
So Ashley and I went to a drag show in New Orleans, and I think it was awesome. It was probably one of the first drag shows I've ever been to.
Have you seen Bob or Monet perform?
No. Oh. But Ashley saw Bob.
Wait, you have to tell Mateo about what happened there with that lady, Cindy.
Oh, so we were there with, this wasn't the, so there was this woman who was like wasted, and Ashley's friend, who was a gay guy, and he goes there a lot, so he like knows everybody, and she had a table, which you don't have to pay for a table, you just sit at the table. So she was at the table, and then he was like, can we join you guys? I'll buy you a bottle of vodka. And the woman was like such a bitch to him. And then her friend, who didn't take that well, because it was like straight woman being a bitch versus gay man being a bitch. Let me tell you right now, gay man's gonna fucking win by 9 billion. He was like, okay, bitch. So he had them bring a table for us right up next to the stage, and then he bought right in front of their table, and then bought bottle of vodka, bottle of champagne, bottle of whatever, and was giving it to everybody around us. And then I think he had her kicked out.
Yeah, she actually at one point she got so drunk and bitter that the drag queen did a reveal, which is like that's the artist's moment. That's their reveal.
Yeah.
And this angry beaver rips off her top and is twisting around in a bra. And I'm like, girl, get out of here. This is this person's moment.
But that happens sometimes with there's a particular type of straight woman that goes to a gay bar.
She was grabbing the drag queens, and that made me think of you. And I remember thinking of when you were at the photo thing and the woman was grabbing you.
Right, and then I had to yell at her.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a little disconcerting because it's like, obviously, like, we're all fucking gay. So we know the code. Like, if you're going to watch a performance, this is not about us. We're watching the show. And there's a lot of straight women who go to these, and straight men who go, and they know how to behave themselves. But there's that one type of straight woman,
yes,
who has a sip of rosé, and she's like, tonight's about me. Like, can't stand the fact, like, thinks that every gay person wants to be their friend, thinks that we're an accessory, thinks that, you know what I mean?
Well,
it was the best thing that ever happened, because my friend that we were with, his best friend is the owner of the club, and she owns a lot of gay clubs in Los Angeles too. So, like I said, we were in front of her. We were popping bottles of like rosé, whatever, Veuve, like
André champagne.
Yeah, so we're drinking the good stuff.
Her friends meant a lot.
And then we got like hundreds of dollars in ones, and we were tipping everyone, and all the drag queens knew us, and we're like, so it was just like a showdown at the drag show. It was amazing.
It was a show. I felt, I don't know, it made me feel like uncomfortable because the amount that the woman was getting trampled. Like, he, her friend won. Like, he moved the table in front of her table. He ordered more money than she had.
Also his turf. You know, like, if they were at a container store, he'd lose.
Well, he won. So then he was one. It was done. And then he won, 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 and then he won.
Well, that's the game. You know what I'm saying? It's the same as, like, an Italian woman. It's like, okay, I know I won, but I have to trample you into the ground.
Trample into the ground. And every time she would do something, he'd be like, no, bitch, you're going to get kicked out.
And then he had her kicked out, which was the best part.
Yeah. And then at the end, he was telling the security to kick her out, and then the security was, like, dragging their feet. And then he was, like, told us, he was like, you're being a wuss. And then eventually they had the woman, like, taken out, and he was like, I won. And I was like,
and then when we walked out, we went to the office, which is, like, hidden, like, back under the club. And he goes to the security guard there, and he's like, take a picture of that woman and post it. She's banned.
Yeah. So gay men, 100, inappropriate straight women, 0.
Well, we're at about the end.
We did real quick. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Okay, so me, Bob, Monet, Patty, Evan Williams, and Nick, and Alfredo, and Boomer Banks.
And Evan's wife?
Evan's wife, Felicia, are all doing Thanksgiving together, and Patty's mom from Mississippi is coming up, and we're all doing a pie contest.
Oh, that's fun.
So we're all competing who makes the best homemade pie, which I will win.
Well, if you have any way of doing it, if you videotape it and put it on the Patreon, that'd be awesome.
Yes.
And then Mateo and I are each going to try, when we're with family over the holidays, to record individual episodes with our family where I'm going to probably try to talk to my mom.
Yeah, like when I'm at home for Christmas, I'm going to try and sit down with, like, maybe my grandparents, my Aunt Lisa, my Aunt Cindy, and, like, my mom, my cousin Kelly, my cousin Megan, my cousin Brian, my grandpa. You know, I'm just naming my whole family now. But, like, sit down and just, like, chat. So, like, I'll do an episode about being Italian. You do an episode about growing up in Maine.
Done. Done and done. Thank you guys for being here. This has been another episode of Inside the Closet. Thank you, Ashley, for being our special guest. If you want to follow Ashley's Bachelor's professional page on Instagram, it's @themakeupexpert. Thank you, guys.